This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Governor John Bel Edwards has released his plan for cutting $304 million from this year's budget. The governor has called for $119 million of that deficit to be filled with money from the Rainy Day Fund. Addressing the Louisiana Municipal Association Tuesday, he explained that money is there to help stabilize the budget.
It is called the Budget Stabilization Fund, and it exists for this very purpose.
The remaining $185 million will be dealt with by cuts across departments, including $127 million within the Louisiana Department of Health, nearly $4 million from the Judiciary, and almost $6 million from the Attorney General's office.
I'm not asking for any new revenue, be it fees or taxes, in this session.
This is the governor's recommendation on how to solve this deficit. But the real solution will be found in the legislature, where a special session begins Monday at the governor's request. Some lawmakers, like Alexandria Representative Lance Harris, House Republican Caucus Chair, oppose using the Rainy Day Fund.
We've got to control our spending before we talk about anything else, or else we're going to have to come back to the taxpayer year in and year out.
Another Republican, Senator Danny Martini of Metairie, says tapping the Rainy Day Fund may be necessary.
As much as I hate to say it, it's raining. I'm not exactly sure who caused the rain, but that's what the fund is there for.
In an interview with KNOE, Democratic Representative Marcus Hunter of Monroe said using money from the Rainy Day Fund is a last resort.
If you think about it in terms of yourself or myself, nobody wants to tap into their savings.
This is the second round of cuts made to this year's budget, which ends June 30th. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.